I would like to start by asking you a question. Are you a disciple of Christ? What would it take to make you a disciple of Christ? After hearing a Bible study a while back, I wondered the same thing. The speaker was talking about Jesus having disciples, and then later he made them apostles. After the study, I asked what was the difference. The difference was, since I just heard those words, disciple, apostles, and I never really think much about it. But I knew that being a disciple and an apostle of Christ, obviously a good thing to be. So after some back and forth, I decided to research it for myself. And in the Bible, there are many stories about people finding Jesus and following him and his teachings. The closest men to Jesus became disciples and later apostles. So in this sermonette, I would like to discuss what is the meaning of being a disciple and what is the meaning of being an apostle. And if we are to be his disciples, how should we act in order to become one? I would also like to look whether we can be a disciple or apostle for the wrong team, so to speak. We get the word disciple from the Latin word discipulus, meaning a learner. The word discipline comes from the same Latin word. So disciple means learner, not to be confused with a student. A student wants to know what the teacher... A student wants to know what the teacher knows, whereas a disciple is a person that wants to learn from a teacher in order to change themselves into believing and acting the way that person does. This is why the disciples traveled with Jesus and were around him all the time. They had to be familiar with how to deal with everyday situations and also how Jesus acted in a spiritual level. The word apostle comes from the Latin word apostolo, meaning messenger. Webster's defined apostle as one sent on a mission. So a disciple strives to learn to be like the teacher, and an apostle is one that is sent to deliver and preach a message as the teacher would. There were 12 disciples that Jesus picked, and it took him about a year and a half to make the choice of the final 12. These men traveled with Jesus and listened to him teach and watched him work healing miracles for about 2 years. And these men were ordinary people with ordinary jobs. And what we know from the scriptures is that 4 were fishermen and 1 was a tax collector. We're not sure about the professions of the other ones, and even if they had a profession. All the men were Galilean except for Judas Iscariot. They did not purposefully draw attention to themselves for the sake of being popular, but they did draw attention and were attacked by the religious leaders of that time because they did not keep the laws set by those religious leaders, and the disciples did not follow religious rules about fasting, working on the Sabbath, or about ritual hand washing. But who were the 12 disciples of Jesus? There was Simon, said to be the leader of the 12 disciples. Jesus renamed him Peter in the Greek, or Cephas in the Aramaic, both meaning rock. Peter was a native to Bethsaida and later moved to Capernaum. Peter was married, and his wife went with him on his missions as when he was an apostle. Peter was a very good businessman. He was energetic, enthusiastic, impulsive, impetuous, and a natural-born leader. He had conviction, courage, and boldness, minus the time he denied Jesus before his crucifixion. He helped lay the groundwork of the church in Judea. John, the disciple who Jesus loved. He's a co-leader of the disciples next to Peter. John's mother may have been a sister to Mary, making John and Jesus cousins. John and Jesus were about the same age. They may have known each other as children and grew up together. He was one of 5 partners to own a fishing business. He had his business in Capernaum and a house in Jerusalem. He was a disciple of John the Baptist. John was one of the first five to become disciples of Christ, and he was nicknamed with his brother James, the Sons of Thunder, which may hint that they had a short temper at some point. In Mark, we're going to have to turn there, but Mark 9:38, it may show his temperament. John confronted and stopped someone who did not follow Jesus, but was casting out demons in Jesus' name. He wrote the Gospel of John, three letters, and Revelation. There's Matthew. He wrote the book of Matthew. He was a tax collector. He was also known as Levi. Matthew was well off as a tax collector, but gave up all that he had to follow Jesus. Tradition says that he preached in Palestine for some years and then preached in foreign countries. There's James, the older brother of John, also nicknamed Son of Thunder. He was partners in a fishing business with his brother John, had two brothers, Simon and Andrew. He was the first to die and was killed by Herod Agrippa the First in 44 AD, the grandson of Herod the Great. There's Andrew, Peter's brother. He was also from Bethsaida and was one of the first converted along with John. Philip, also from Bethsaida, he was a fellow friend of Peter and Andrew. Bartholomew may have the surname Nathanael. He came from Cana. He may have been the reason that Jesus went to the wedding feast. He preached in Partha, which is modern-day Iran. Thomas was a twin. He served in Syria, Partha, Persia, and India. James, the son of Alphaeus, also called the Lesser, probably for his short stature, preached in Palestine and Egypt, possible brother of Jesus. Thaddeus, also called Jude, or Labaius, may have written the book of Jude. He served in Syria, Arabia, and Mesopotamia, possible cousin or brother of Jesus. There's Simon, nicknamed the Zealot, and there's not much else known about him. And then, of course, Judas Iscariot, the one who betrayed Jesus. He was from Kirioth, a town in Judah, the only non-Galilean disciple. He was greedy, dishonest, and for 30 pieces of silver, which he betrayed Jesus, after he received that, he hung himself. Matthias replaced Judas as the 12th disciple. So after the disciples of Jesus were trained enough, Jesus went to the mountain and prayed so he can select the final 12. If you would turn with me to Luke 6:12. Luke 6:12. Now it came to pass in those days that he went out to the mountain to pray and continued all night in prayer to God. And when it was day, he called his disciples to himself, and from them he chose the 12 that he would name apostles. But can we be a disciple for the wrong team? We should know that. Of course we can. If we are a learner or follower of Satan and his ways, then we can certainly be his disciple. 1 John 3:8. The one who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil has been sinning from the beginning. John 8:44. Sorry if I'm going through these quickly. I only have 14 minutes. John 8:44. You are of your father the devil, and the desires of your father you want to do. But how can we protect ourselves and be a disciple of Jesus? 1 Peter 5. First Peter 5, 8 through 9. Be alert and of sober mind. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, stand firm in the faith. We do not want to be like Simon in Luke 22:31. Satan asked for Simon by name, so Satan can sift him as wheat. Satan wants to devour us, brethren. He doesn't want us to be close to Jesus and to have his character and the blessings that come along with following him. But there is hope for us because we have Jesus and the Holy Spirit to help and protect us. Like it says in James 4:7, resist the devil and he will flee from you. But if we are to be disciples of Jesus, how does he expect us to act in order to reach the same level that his disciples reached? Judas Iscariot excluded, of course. He expects us to forsake everything in order to follow him to become his disciple. Luke 14:25. As Mark says, Dr. Luke. Luke 14:25. If anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, wife and children, brother and sister, yes, and even his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. But I learned of a better translation, and it's the contemporary English version. You cannot be my disciple unless you love me more than you love your father, your mother, your wife, your children, your brothers, your sisters. You cannot come to me unless you love me more than you love your own life. The disciples spent all the time they could with Jesus in order to get to know him to the fullest. Are we seeking to spend time with Jesus and his word? To talk to the Lord and try to emulate him in our lives? We need to be more like him, not only on Sabbath here at church, and with fellow brethren, but at people at work, at school, at the grocery store, in traffic. I know it's tough in this busyness of everyday life, but we need to meditate on his teachings every day and pray every day to stay close to Jesus and the Father. And I am far from being a complete disciple, but I try my best every day to correct myself and to fix what is wrong with me spiritually, so I can one day have my every thought and action emulate the characters of our Lord. You know, I try to look into this mirror that we have, a mirror that God gave us so we can be more like he is. It's a hard task to do, I know. But if we take it day by day, we can do it. And if we are to be Jesus' disciples in this world and complete the training that we are in, and yes, we are in training, just like those at the time of Christ, we are in training to be in the family of God and possibly to be his apostles in the kingdom to come. So are you a disciple of Christ? Do you love the Lord more than anything or anyone? And try to the best of your ability to walk and talk and think like our Lord. If you do, then I say, and it says here in his word, that you are. Jesus' disciples were not perfect. They were still human with human faults. Peter denied Christ at a time when he needed someone the most. But after that failure as a friend and disciple, Peter, with the Holy Spirit, became one of Christ's chief apostles. And when we reach the kingdom in the millennium, and if we are sent to the nations to preach his word, then we will become one of his apostles. It's the last verse. You don't have to turn to it. It's Mark 8:34. Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. Brethren, take up your cross.